Now, surprisingly, this is usually referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday, obviously, for obvious reasons. And I'm always happy when it comes around because it gives me a chance again to talk about the mistranslation of this Greek word kalos. The Greek says, doesn't say I am the good shepherd, says I am the beautiful shepherd. Now you could probably with some mental gymnastic work from good to beautiful, but I think it's supposed to work the other way around. And the reason that translation is important is that this reveals the Johannine view, and not just the Johannine view, of how this whole Jesus thing is supposed to work, how it's supposed to work. In other words, the following of Jesus is a response to beauty. That's really important because, you see, you cannot coerce a response to beauty. It's an absolutely free act. It must be a free act. Otherwise, it's meaningless. It doesn't have any sense at all. It's incoherent. To respond to beauty, to be seduced by beauty, if you will. And what that response itself creates, I would suggest, is even further freedom. If I live before this other person, who is seen first of all as beauty, then that liberates me as well. We all know this. Anybody who's been moved by a play or a symphony or a sunset or a kid's face or anything that we see as beautiful is liberated, is larger. There's more of us. Of us! You see? And so the response to beauty is a freeing act. It is a personalizing act. It restores me to myself, or gives me to myself, if you will. And I don't think this is simply high-flown rhetoric. I think this is precisely the way it works in life. And this has something to do with this passage from the first letter of John as well. When he is revealed, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. In other words, we have yet another aspect of this beautiful response to beauty. It is transformative. It is freeing, it is personalizing, it is transformative. You see, and what's crucial here is that this is absolutely normative. Anything less than this is coercive or blackmail or some kind of dishonest enterprise or interaction. If it is not here, if it is not as this free response to what moves me, what touches my heart, what makes me who I am, and that's all that beauty does, all those things, then we've falsified the whole business. Then we're cheating, or being cheated. So that anybody who says that, well, that's really not the way it works. It works in some kind of alienative, coercive fashion. They're wrong. They're wrong. And that's what God is about. Huh? God is about not just giving us life, but giving us the fullness of life, giving us to ourselves as we grow up. And so, finally, what are we enjoined to by this reading? Precisely to seek that beauty, to be ready to be moved by that beauty. Because we can resist. We can resist. We can say, no, I'm not interested. But if we really do respond to beauty, then that does not become a possibility. It's a sort of unfolding of ourselves, of opening up of ourselves to what is beautiful, what moves us, what touches us, what frees, transforms, liberates, personalizes us, what gives us to ourselves. And that's what Jesus is about.